Okay, so one year. don't look at me like that. 1 year later, everyone.
1 year later.
2 days. Not 1 year.
Think of it this way: we've been falling for a whole year now, but now we're back. Sometimes. It's Alex's birthday yet again. Happy birthday, Alex!
Hey, you're
okay, I'm honestly pissed at these guys because I told them not to bring anything.
We brought loads of shit.
I mean, technically didn't because it didn't arrive in time.
You still got me something that was like 20 quid. Connor,
It was 30. Including shit.
Listen, by the time it's time to give it... Listen, by the time you have a chance to give it back, it'll be too late and you'll have forgotten.
I will set an alarm.
So to that one listener who genuinely likes us, you've been waiting a whole year, but it's here, big boy. So
who the hell even are you? What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, you need to get a job, bro.
Can that one listener hit me up?
I'm making a mistake.
So
leave us a voice message.
As it has been exactly a year since we recorded, we should go around. So we have a new person as well.
Yeah.
We technically have two new people.
Yeah.
Well, let's go around the
because
circle.
Zach and... got fucking murdered and replaced with Zoe.
Yes.
Yeah. We killed Zach. We put him in the basement.
Introductions. Well, I am.
This is a joke.
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
For legal reasons, that's a joke. Please don't kill me, that's a joke. Indian Mafia, seriously, please don't kill me. That one.
That's what the boy. No, we can't.
No.
Restart.
Oh, we're definitely getting copyright strike for this.
Restart.
You know what? We weren't making money anyways.
Okay, well.
We weren't making money anyways.
It's fine. Anyway.
Ewan, just censor it in post.
Introduction. I am Ewan. I'm playing the first character I made, which I regret. Bend Over, the Dark Elf Rogue Arcane Trickster. A little fun fact about Ben. I said this earlier off. But,
fun fact,
he has no leg hair. He, one is medical, one is shaved. anyway, with that, we'll move on. Who's next? Yes.
Let's go that way.
We'll go this way.
Okay. Into the DM
lines. Hi.
Zoe.
Sorry. I'm new, totally.
Have you still not picked a name for your character?
I do have a name.
We picked a name.
Okay, good.
We have Lyra Antares with space things, and I like
nice.
They replaced Zach.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear.
Yeah.
With a knife.
What is their race and class?
Okay, we've got Tiefling, because I stole Alex's race.
You stole Alex.
I stole
yeah.
Alex.
Nice.
And I'm
impromptu adoption.
I'm sorcerer. I'm Sorcerer 4, apparently.
No, it's the other way around.
No, that's your level.
Oh, that's my level! Oh, I'm not a
magic sorcerer.
In Sorcerer, age 4.
Yes. Yeah, I'm 41 Sorcerer.
Because if you don't remember, to the one person listening, Zoe's last character got murdered. Because
so
you
they
tried...
rolled a nat 1.
Okay, yeah. it's not rolled a nat 1 on their death save.
Because she tried to get a tooth from a wyvern.
It's not because she rolled a nat 1, it's because we didn't level up properly. And if we did, she may not be dead, and Phoebus may still be here. But anyway, we now...
Also because Sam didn't know he had a fucking spell to save them.
I'm not good at spells, okay?
Yeah. Be better.
The drunken cleric doesn't know anything.
Funny
anyway.
That. I just picked up Loki.
Right, okay.
Okay!
So, Alex, go.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm Rowan Grimlock, and I'm a Warlock Tiefling. Because why the fuck not?
DeviantArt called, they wanted their name back.
Okay, I regret the last name. It's, like, kind of edgy.
Yeah.
You're
the most antisocial D&D character I've come across, and I've played like 5 campaigns in the span of this one, and this is still my first ever campaign I've ever played. So
this is our third session as well.
Oh yeah!
Third session in like nearly 2 years.
Yeah. Third session, but not the third episode.
Yes, moving on.
Yeah.
What's up? It's your... I'm not doing
no,
that.
No.
It's your boy.
Guinea penis.
Connor, I love you. I will actually murder you.
What's up, guys?
No, you don't.
Scares here.
Yeah, hello, I'm Connor. I am playing the guy who has guns because, I don't know, bows are too boring. His name is Damien Madaya. That's definitely not just Madaya. That's definitely not just Damien, but with the letter swapped around. Go, Samuel.
Okay, just quickly, before that, can we point out how Connor didn't say, Connor didn't say no you won't in response to I love you? Connor, I love you, but I will kill you. You said, no, you don't, instead of, no, you won't. You'll still definitely die, but they don't love you.
Okay, I want to clarify. It is platonic.
Yes.
Alex is literally...
Fuck off, shippers!
I would like to...
You're
Alex
the worst.
Alex is literally incapable of feeling sexual or romantic love,
the D
so...
D and DMP?
Yeah.
I didn't hear the first part of that sentence, so I hope it's, like, what I think it was anyway. The oldest boomer of the group.
Hello, I'm Ofgar, and I'm an alcoholic.
Stand up.
He yes. stood up for that, like group therapy. This is group
that's
therapy.
That's the idea.
D&D is just fun maths. D&D is just maths disguised as Skyrim.
Yeah. And group therapy.
Yeehaw, Skyrim.
Yes. Alternatively, though, it's fun.
Yes.
Because it's
fun group therapy.
I think I've summarized my character.
Funny math rock go click clack. Yes, next.
Hi, I'm Will, but also Keith.
Keith Queen!
Will you tell us more about your character?
They're a cleric duo.
Human
cleric. He's a cleric. He's got a ginormous penis.
we have a drawing. We're definitely very mature, guys.
So mature.
He wears an apron and a chef's hat everywhere because he's got a crippling cookie.
What about the man?
This is the first we're hearing of any of this, by the way.
It's the first I'm hearing of this as well.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fair. I did make that in like 1 hour.
Yeah, then, thanks, Levi.
Last but definitely least.
Right. Hi, I'm Levi. I'm the DM. I'm the one who's forcing these players through a shit pit of bullshit.
How dare
you hold me hostage in my own
Once
home?
This stupid fucking campaign is over, we are deleting this very fast.
No, you're not, you coward.
No. Once this campaign is over, someone else is being the DM.
This campaign will be our legacy.
I had to travel like 25 miles.
This campaign,
the train ticket was like,
I'm just
what
saying.
I
said
no.
If I ever release this campaign and put it out there for just people to play if they want to, I'm definitely saying that it's going to be called the campaign.
They don't get cummy sauce jokes and shit. I mean, you can replace that relic with
anything. I'm sure our listeners are highly intellectual but understand the most intricate.
Yes, because there are no listeners. That's
exactly. It's us.
To be fair,
we're the listeners.
To be fair, in the script. It doesn't say on the script, I say. In the like things of like, right, here's what the players will do, it doesn't say coming source, it just says random player object.
Okay.
Can we tell when? It's just our characters, your characters from last week.
Oh my god.
Make you into D&D characters.
That's
as we're
exploring. Oh, no,
it's
gets
a good
that,
thing
no one actually listens to these podcasts.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right,
I feel bad for the one person who is listening right now. Let's have a recap.
Let's do a quick recap.
I'm sorry.
They saved Tark. And then they didn't.
Tark?
One or the other.
Tark.
It is Tark.
It was the flying city of the bird people.
Let me correct
you. Not flying anymore. Not flying for much longer though.
Okay, Zoe didn't remember her own character's name for the longest time. And I was the only one who remembered.
Okay, listen. All we need to know is we saved the flying city of the bird people not to be flying much longer because it's about to be destroyed by an orbital bombardment.
Bruh. Can I read
tonight
my own fucking campaign?
No.
Let the man read.
No. It's like we've been fooling.
You're not
for
careful.
Year.
I'm gonna start reading the Communist Manifesto.
What's it?
A spectre is haunting Europe. The spectre of communism.
Right.
Marx said nothing less than the truth
God.
In the first page of the manifesto.
Okay, I just want to say, he's not reading out. He's saying that from memory.
Yes.
It's the first.
Last time I played with you and Gabe. I kept reading the Comics Manifesto because it was the Champagne Social character.
If we do have a reader, they must be so confused.
The reader?
Okay.
The listener.
Right.
Yes, they're reading
this. To do the recap properly, you were trying to save Tark. You got up, you killed the wyvern, Phoebus died, Lamau. get ripped.
Yes.
Then, once they returned, they were like given their awards.
Didn't the City of Brexit
they got given.
No.
That was the first event that happened.
City
yeah.
of Brexit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what
yeah,
the first. Was... I didn't come up with a city name. Panicked and said Brexit.
This is back when it was relevant, but now it's not gone. And
It's still relevant if you're a politics student.
Everybody wait, because eventually there'll be a town called Coronavirus.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Anyway.
Oh my god, remember when we first did it and we mentioned Coronavirus?
Did we?
Yeah. It was before first lockdown, like we might all be dead when this comes out. And then we came out and we were like, bruh.
And then when we did the second one, we were like, oh, we survived Corona, it's over.
Yeah. Why were we fucking wrong?
Here we are.
Then it wasn't.
So that was a fucking one.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were all pushed off the island by another one of the evil dudes.
I'm not sure why he did that.
They were.
And then a bunch of purple flashes occurred on Tark. Tark's fucking dead. Crab rave. Let's go.
They could have just left us on the city.
They would have been guaranteed to die.
Copyright.
Anyway,
if I'm just going dun 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 dun, I don't think anyone can copyright that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we kidnapped some.
It's transformative because you're saying it instead of just playing flipping music.
Exactly.
On that note, let me play crab.
No. We kidnapped Jack Slapnut in the hope that he could brew us.
Right. Okay. So. What? So, to continue with like the campaign itself. We're acting to start now.
Yes.
Finally.
Wow. No,
let's stop and talk about the FNAF lore for the next 2 years.
Hey guys, this is Matt Pat from Game Theory.
Game Theory.
No, oh my,
was based on a
child. Hello, internet. Welcome to Game Theory.
Oh my god, guys, it's Matt Pat from Game Theory.
It's a gay theory.
Matt Pat from
Game Theory.
Yes.
Like,
can we
four
just,
of us are,
can we continue?
We just play. Yeah.
Okay,
let's just continue.
We're starting. Everybody shush.
Wait, that was a ghost type.
Stop playing Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go to the polls!
No.
Pokemon Go to hell!
This is why we spent all the hour fighting goblins. We kept on getting distracted.
Pokemon Go
every day! Let's stop this!
Copyright!
This is how I choose to spend my time.
Happy
birthday, Ash!
We're gonna need more goblins.
Anyway,
I know.
All more wyverns.
Okay. So, you've been falling. In canon, it's been about 2 days.
Felt like a year.
How are we been falling 2 days? How far are we falling?
Guys, hardcore.
It's a very high up, like, island.
Whoa.
We were basically.
It's like barely affected by gravity.
I like to think you're just falling sideways instead.
Sam.
Just going all the way around the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, what my headcanon is that this world that Levi has placed us in, the atmosphere is much, much higher up than it is on regular Earth. And if this city were to exist on regular Earth, it would basically be hot. It would basically be at the orbit of the International Space Station and in space.
Also, the air's probably a lot denser if it can support fucking landmass in the sky.
It's magic, you idiot.
It's being held up by ropes.
From where?
To be fair, canonically, it is held up by like magic chains and shit.
Oh my god, I was right!
Yeah, they strapped. Okay.
Oh my god, Alex, you were
right. To quickly explain the geography of Tark, they fucking strapped it to the moon.
Oh my god, that's literally what I was gonna say.
That's
hanging from the moon.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How?
Tark is permanently moving, it never stays still. It is like chained magically to the moon and the planet.
Well,
I can't believe I was right.
Or
oh
it
god.
Was, because now it's just a floating landmass of brokenness.
No, now it's just falling to the sky.
Oh,
to the sky?
Yes.
Yes. Right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
No, baby.
All of you roll acrobatics quickly.
Oh, shit.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm a fucking rogue.
I'm glad I have four.
Don't shout out immediately.
I need a dice.
Okay, we'll just go. Once everybody's rolled, remember your number,
yes.
And then we'll go you and the Will.
Okay, I just saw what Alex got.
I don't think
add your modifiers, Zoe.
Oh, no. Levi, I'm not quite sure if that was an actual roll or not, but I mean, do I count it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, with my modifier, that's 11.
Okay, I got 14.
Okay, 14, sorry. 11. What did you get, Zoe?
Plus 1 to 15, so 16.
Nice. What did you get?
I got a nat 1.
Oh no.
Sam, what did you get?
16.
Alex.
16.
Okay.
Cleric Jew.
So everyone but Alex Is fine. Alex, can you roll 1d8 for damage?
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
We've taken full damage.
Oh my
wait,
God.
Wait, we've been bored for 2 days and they only take 1d8 full damage.
Yeah,
wait.
You hit some very soft
we
stuff.
We don't know for sure this is full damage.
You didn't need to roll, so you are fine.
We've been 2 days. There wouldn't be a way.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Wait, Zoe doesn't need to.
And so is Will isn't
no.
here yet. We don't
wait,
need to.
Will, do you want to roll for my full damage?
Yes. Zoe and Will didn't need to do that.
Well, I died more.
Two. Thank you.
Your body
right,
fell.
So you've taken two damage.
Wait, is that from full damage?
At least
yeah.
my body didn't Jesus. Take any full damage. Because there was nothing
you've
left to fall.
You've landed in a bunch of rubble. There's like thatch on the ground. There's like splinters of wood everywhere. It's,
I'm going to a...
Can I explain, please?
Sorry.
Yeah.
God. Let me set the scene, you belligerent prick. You belligerent...
You uncivilized cretin.
You cur.
Continue.
I bite my thumb at thee, though. You cur.
Mm. Right, so... it's, like, kind of dusty. It's a little hard to see, because, like, you know, tiny bit of shell shock and whatnot.
PTSD.
Yeah, that.
Vietnam.
And from amongst the rubble, you hear
it. Amongst
the rubble.
Oh, no.
Sam, no.
Can you stop being sussy barkers for 3 minutes?
Okay.
Okay, amongst the rubble, you hear... Shut the fuck
up. I didn't say anything.
You started chuckling.
Okay, amongst the rubble.
It was really distracting. Within the rubble, you see... You hear movement and, like, you can hear yelling obscenities. Will, would you like to introduce yourself?
Casual. Burst out.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Fucking
what?
You?
What the fuck
I,
are you doing here?
I shall
look
at the
sky.
We'll fall back up.
That's right, my spell list doesn't include fucking float.
I'm sorry,
that's a personal problem, isn't it?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't quite see them, I guess, so I'm just guessing. Where are we exactly?
Do you,
wouldn't you
I
like to know?
Probably,
okay.
Yes, I
you
would, that's
like
why
incredible.
I
asked.
Can everyone calm the fuck down?
I think the ground-shaking deepness of this Keith's voice, I think you know. I think you can probably gender them. Safely.
Wait, so
well,
no,
I don't know the
you can
I
never
know what the character
don't
sounds
assume
like.
Gender.
Are we able
in this
to
particular
see
particular moment? I think Keith emanates
Keith
some
is
masculine
trans.
Energy.
You've seen this man.
Have you seen that
man?
Yeah.
Have you seen Keith's massive cock?
That's not a doorknob. That's a door fucking handle.
Okay.
They call it manhandling for a reason.
Levi, can I roll perception to attempt to see his aesthetic?
Yes.
His ass?
Aesthetic? What's my perception? +3. I got 16.
Okay, you make out the visage of a 6'4" man who's wearing nothing but a mankini, an apron, and a chef's hat.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you see a visage of a 6'4" dick with a man
I turn to him, I say... Do you want to do just the easy way or the hard way? Because if you just... Not like that. But I can we all calm that down
Keith.
For 1 second? Please.
Every way is the hard way with Keith.
I say, can we calm down in a persuasive language?
Right.
The podcast just
I'll
got fucking
it.
Taken down.
Yay.
Would one of you like to roll insight?
My insight is actually not that terrible.
It's you, but Rowan's already going for it.
19 plus yeah. 1, so 20.
Oh, nice, okay.
An unnatural 20.
So,
dirty 20.
You can derive that the reason he's pissed is because amongst the shards, you can see that there's a sign with letters on it. You've destroyed this man's restaurant.
Nice!
He had, like, a sort of, like... Think a doner kebab, like doner kebab van, but like it's not a van, it's just like a small shack.
A van?
Whoa! We've destroyed the kebab!
No!
Ofgar stands up, sees this, falls to his knees and begins to sob.
I
sobs uncontrollably.
I'm so sorry!
I turned.
You can live.
We
were no one else.
We were
no one else.
For a shiny one of these.
You cancelled kebab. What
Damien,
have you done?
Damien is probably going to stand. Is probably going to get up out of the rubble, finally looking around and realizing what's happened,
and go, listen, sir, we're very sorry for this, but can you please tell us where we are? We've been falling for 2 fucking days, and we're a bit confused.
Most importantly,
not a fucking chance.
Leave it to Damien to be the special one.
I draw out my flame sword and I go, bjow, and I see your sword is as big as mine.
How do you respond to that?
Whip
it out, boys. That's great.
Yeah, I whip it out.
Out, lads.
I say, I demand answers. Where are we? And I attempt to be intimidating.
In roll for mom. Intimidation.
I roll intimidation because I feel like it, even though I haven't been asked. +3, baby. I got 16 again.
Is that 16 total? Or
16 total.
You want to roll to go against that because he's trying to intimidate you.
You little pussy.
1.
Yeah, baby!
Jesus Christ, okay!
You are pissing your pants.
You've been scared shitless. You just start spilling a bunch of information like, we're here, we're in this country, we're in Havel, that's the country we're in, okay?
Havel.
Jesus Christ, calm down!
Havel,
to be fair, he did just pull out a fucking flaming sword, so...
Put the sword away! Put it away!
Have you heard Why about...
Your you can put it away.
Oh my god, wait, did you hear what Connor said?
What did you say?
Why is your dick on fire?
Because he said, I see your Schwartz.
Do you get a burning sensation when you pee?
I asked, have you...
You've got a really rare STD.
How far away are we from Brexit? the city, not the political statement.
Like, a year or so?
Yeah. Roll insight.
Insight. 5 years?
Oh my god, I've locked
you too much. Yikes.
You've got no fucking clue how far away Havel is from fucking Jan Meyer.
What did you get?
Wait, I have...
10.
I'm fine.
Is there a navigation or something around here? No. History? I could know the history of this place. Yeah,
sure. I'll let that pass, bro.
Stop. 18.
Okay.
I know the fucking shit out of this history.
Okay, so...
Of course, a beast.
You know of, like, Galadar, like, history. This is Havel, which is... If we're going in, like, real-world equivalent, this is basically fantasy France.
Oh my god.
Think of it this way. It's actually good.
What?
Impossible. Wait, Levi.
That's
wait,
why it's called not
wait,
France.
Wait, Levi. You said this guy had a restaurant.
Yeah.
Is he selling snails as part of the
menu?
No,
it was doner kebab.
Oh,
okay, good.
Fuck. That's
he's
the most...
an immigrant.
Snail,
yeah,
snail
no,
kebab.
The most un-French
okay,
thing
so
ever.
His restaurant thingy he had, he moved it by picking it up and just throwing it to another country.
Nice.
He's a hunk of
it's
meat.
Like throwing a dart on a map, but throwing a kebab van and it's just a
rock. You just start selling wherever it's
yeah,
at.
It's like skip the middleman. Just throw the entire kebab van.
Yeah.
You know?
That is amazing.
I look around, I see if there's any signs of life, like a river or trees or anything.
You can see a forest to the east, there's a cave to the left.
Oh shit.
So are we in the middle of a field?
Also east.
Classic D&D.
Are we in the middle of a field right now?
Like a clearing. So like, okay. You're like sort of surrounded by forests.
Is that like a road or something that might have, like,
signs of life? There's a road leading into the cave, that's about it. And that's probably just
well,
from where, like...
Guys, with my D&D expertise, I think the DM might just want us to go into the cave.
So we should not go in the cave.
Let me ask the local, what's in the cave?
Why'd you hit this?
What's in the cave?
Wait a minute.
Tell him what's in the cave.
Oh my god, wait, I can tell my story.
Yeah, no, you don't know what's in the cave.
I can tell my story. 'Tis a dark and stormy night.
No.
No.
Three men sat in a cave.
Stop.
One said... Tell us a story, Antonio. And Antonio said...
And that will do it for this episode. Let's stop here.
Thanks for listening to episode 6, guys. We'll be back soon.
We'll be back in 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, the wait gets longer every time.
Well, I'll have my degree. You might have dropped out, who knows.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop out. I'll just...
No, we're just not celebrating your birthday for the next year. Okay.
Heavy workload.
Yeah.
I approach the cave, and with my dark vision as a dark elf, I see if I see anything.
You can see a trail of spiders going out of the cave. Like, tiny.
What, coming out?
Like,
okay.
Never mind, we're
I'm so proud of them, they're coming out, guys.
Are they blocking out the sun?
No, it's like a small, like, single file line of just like a bunch of spiders.
Going in or out?
Out. They're leaving the cave.
Are we done with the flaming sword? Could you just, like...
Yeah, please, destroy the spider. Wait! Oh my god, I didn't think this spell would have actually...
Oh my god!
I have speak with animals!
Okay, yes. Go ahead!
Oh my god!
I'm totally down for that.
Can my familiar talk to them as well? Because my familiar is a spider.
Wait, Captain Sparkles, we're doing it for next...
But you get disadvantage because you don't know how to translate your spider.
You've got him
on you, he's just like on your back.
Upon realising Connor has speak with animals, so I put my foot in front of the line, like, hold it right there, losers. I turn to Damien.
What, you want me to talk to them or something?
Yeah, talk to
your armour class quickly.
Mine?
That's a 20, your armour class is fucked.
Okay, what do they do?
One of the spiders trying to just get out of the cave, get a little bit pissed.
Shoes on, don't I?
Yeah, he does 2 damage to you. He goes up to your ankle and bites you.
Well, that's my temporary hit points gone.
Oh, no.
Pass me the rubber, Connor.
Next deal.
Thank you.
That's how you throw a rubber. You threw the rubber to me earlier before this session started.
Yeah, he bites
it
you once.
Off, it bounced off my...
Yeah,
it bounced
that,
off
that
my
spider bites you once,
and we lost
he just
it.
Moves on.
What
you you like flinch a little bit, you lift your foot out the way.
Yikes.
Okay, I am going to lean down and attempt to talk to the spider at the front of the queue.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. And I'm using Speak with Animals, so I guess that's one of my spell slots used up.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to speak to him, and I'm going to ask him, excuse... Because obviously... Okay, but seriously though, like, a long queue of spiders walking single file out of a cave is pretty fucking weird. So I'm going to ask him, excuse me, good sir, would you mind explaining to me what is going on here? Why you were all leaving this cave?
Oh, well, we're just leaving this cave, you know, moving on, going for a new hour.
Ask him what's in it. Are you able to
just going with the Greek agrophilia.
What?
You know, us to our new home.
What philia?
Agrophilgria. I can't read because I'm stupid.
Can you say that thing again? I didn't quite hear that.
Agrophilia.
No, like the sentence.
You said it differently every time you've said
it. Yeah, I know. Just quickly, that's the fucking name I'm trying to read.
Okay, but like...
What is agrophilia?
I can't read that.
Levi, can you just say that sentence again?
Right, we're just moving house, you know, going to a new place. This old abandoned tower seems pretty nice. It's about... that direction, east, northish.
Yeah, but like, what about Agrafiglio? I heard the name, but I didn't get like what they said about it.
Oh, he's the guy who's going with. Who's like saying, come along.
Oh, okay. Wait. So I'm gonna ask them. Wait. So who is this Agrafiglio?
Oh, it's this one druid we know. He's a really nice guy, actually. He's been taking care of us.
Ask him.
He's friends with our dad.
Your dad? Oh no.
Would your dad?
I say that
did he happen to go for
a
milk?
Spider named Timmy.
Sorry,
wait,
your spider
can have bonding
I'm going to ask him, so do you mind telling me where we might be able to find this agrophilio? Because he doesn't, I would have thought he would be here leading you.
Yeah, sorry, can't disclose that, sorry mate.
Very well then.
Ask him if there's anything
Is there anything interesting in that cave that you left behind, perhaps?
There's our dad. He's just making sure we're all safe. He's going to be at the back. He's a very nice guy. You could go talk to him if you want.
Pulls that flame sword. I say we wait for him.
Sure, you can send in Timmy. Go ahead.
Just to, like, so that they trust us.
Send in Timmy. Okay.
Wait, is that
I'm going
to...
Okay, Levi.
No, it's like...
This spider was... I'm saying this out of character. This spider was surprisingly nice, so I'm just going to be nice to... I'm gonna say to him, okay, well, good luck with your journey. I hope you make it to this new home safe and sound. Goodbye.
Oh.
And I'm sorry about my friend. He's
an idiot. We love him, but he's an idiot.
Yeah.
No, we don't. What?
We're half an hour in.
Okay. Thanks, mate. That's really nice. Yeah, don't worry about your friend.
Okay.
We bit him once. We're not poisonous, though.
You know, oh, okay, good to know.
You just gave him a quick nip. They're
not poisonous. Okay. It's stomping time.
Sam, no.
It's clobbering time.
Sam, these are clearly nice spiders. I wouldn't want to touch them, but they're nice spiders.
I don't have them.
Why did I choose a spider for my familiar? Yeah, I'm terrified of them.
Wait, hang on. Damien, can you ask them, can they eat human beings as, like, food? Because I have a dead body in my bottomless bag, so I can't eat that. Jack Slapnut, he's a bit heavy.
Right, okay, to that one listener, Jack Slapnut, he was alive, he survived the destruction of Brexit. However, Ben put him in the bottomless bag. It ran out of oxygen.
Oh no.
He died. Oh. He suffocated.
Ask if they eat human beings.
No.
Well,
no, I'll send in Timmy to do it.
Do that. No, listen. I'm not going to do... Because that was the guy who, like, owned the inn, right?
He owns the tavern that...
Yeah, he wasn't, like, a bad guy or anything.
He's dead. He doesn't deserve a burial. He pissed and shitted in a glass. And
he wasn't, like, a bad person. I don't really feel like... I feel like we should give him a bit of, like, a somewhat honourable death. Especially since it's your fault he's dead in the first place.
Well, it's not my fault bottomless bags are really tight.
It's your fault he was in there.
Yeah, but where else would we put
him? Bottomless bags are really tight.
You left him in there. So no, I'm not going to tell them that we have a human body for them to feed on, because I don't think
he's a bottomless old bag.
Because I don't think Jack's that body deserves that desecration.
I'm sorry, whose birthday is it, Alex?
My character may be chaotic, but he's also chaotic good.
Okay. Well, in that case,
you have a bottom. Who's your bottom, Alex?
We will give Jack a burial later.
Yes, good.
Fine.
Okay, well, so Damien has said goodbye to the spiders, who were surprisingly pleasant, but I don't really feel like going into the cave to talk to Big Dad Spider. So, Alex, send in your familiar, please.
Okay, Timmy, go.
Okay, Timmy scurries along. He sees this one big spider. He can sort of understand what they're saying. From what you can decipher from
him... What do you mean, big spider? Is it, like, regular big, or, like...
If they were in this room, they would go from that wall to about the table.
Big spider.
Oh, that's big!
That's giant. Okay, so that kind of big.
Actually big spider.
Yeah. There's also another spider that's, like... it's got a slight glow to it, and it's oddly translucent.
Ghost spider.
Ghost Rider.
I'm saying this out of
character. Ghost Rider.
Out of character, I'm pretty sure that's the druid. Because druids, I'm pretty sure, can, like, polymorph and stuff.
You can control Timmy to do something. Does he overhear anything that's saying, or...?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay. So, from what you can hear, they are just genuinely discussing, moving and stuff, and, like, the big spider's making sure all the little ones are okay. Like, oh, you be safe, number 46. Come on. Oh, don't forget your bag, 27.
They don't have names.
Oh. There's too many of
those little bastards.
They really like their numbers, though.
What's this like?
I'm gonna be honest.
Wait,
really, these spiders are kind of
awesome. We need to keep Spider 69.
Yeah. No. We're not performing Spider
69 is the one Connor spoke to.
Yeah, Timmy,
that's why he's so nice.
No, no! There is no 69, they only have 68.
That pisses me off.
No, you went. No. They've got exactly 419 spiders.
No.
That's because the big spider's 420.
Okay, but you would listen. I get that you want the number 69 spider, but consider this: would you want to piss off a spider that is bigger than all of us combined?
Well, we can kill it. We have
magic.
Do you want to have to fight that though?
I don't think.
Well, for XP value, David.
Yes.
You're an idiot.
Remember, Damien, dying is crazy.
Alex, can you roll stealth for Timmy?
Yeah, Zoe.
He just wants to not be bent over anymore, so he doesn't want to.
Hang on, try to look up a spider stealth.
Hold up. Stop. Dying is cringe.
It is objectively
16 total.
Okay, you've barely failed.
What?
Barely failed to what?
Stealth.
No!
The big spider notices Timmy. He walks up, he's very nice, he's like, oh, hello there, little one. How are you? What are you doing here? You don't look to be one of mine.
Just checking in, seeing if everything's okay.
Oh, you must be from one of the neighbouring caves.
Rivalry.
Druid, you work for? Or
Rowan.
Can't say I've heard of him. Yeah.
Them.
Them, doesn't matter.
Sounds like a masculine name, to be fair.
It's a gender neutral name.
It's gender neutral.
It's true, bad. He's making assumptions about gender, we can kill him.
He's also a spider. Do you think he even has concepts of gender?
Yeah.
Like, I get he's clearly a sentient spider, but he's also a fucking spider.
Right, okay. So, you're talking with... So Timmy's talking to them. What they can derive is, from this conversation they've had, because, like, it keeps going. I'm not going to go into detail of all of it. Because I can't be arsed.
That's fair, neither
And you can't make me. Fuck you, plot consistency.
Okay, yes. It's time to make Levi go through the entire detail. Mm-hmm. Right, guys, get out your real-life Nerf guns.
It's Nerf or nothing.
The one person, send us a message. If one person replies that we don't know in real life, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'm begging now. You, to that message. One listener, don't do that.
Please, please.
Don't do that or I will just kill the entire party next session.
Continue.
In a year. Anyway.
What's happening?
Yeah, next year, my 18th.
Oh my god.
Unless we go in a pattern order, that's in which ageiness. Case, wouldn't it be my birthday then? Because the first session was my
birthday. Well, we have plans for your birthday.
Oh yeah, we have the...
We have plans okay, later, don't we?
Okay, well, we're going to abandon those plans.
No, we'll do it so, like...
We'll do both.
We can do both, it's fine.
Yeah.
We can do both.
Why not both?
Drunk D&D.
Yeah. We'll do D&D
first.
No,
that's dangerous.
No. We'll do D&D first, and then we'll do the drinking game.
Anyway, on with the campaign.
Drunk D&D is how you play for 5 seconds and then forget you were playing D&D.
Drunk D&D is how you get a TPK.
Are you speaking from experience?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, that was so sinister. Anyway.
Okay, so what they can derive is they're genuinely moving. Agrafilio is just a nice person. He's like, he takes care of animals and he's a hermit who lives in the woods.
Is he the glowy spider?
No, he is not the glowy spider.
Oh.
But they do know that the glowy spider has something to do with Agrafilio, but they don't know the exact technical terms.
Familiar?
Love him.
Fuck buddy.
Oh my god.
Fuck buddy.
I mean,
they call him Ghost Rider for a reason.
No.
Anyway, is Timmy done with his mission? Or...
Okay, so what happened? So Timmy, he wanders back out. He hops on your shoulder. He tells you what's happened. Can you roll a d20 quickly for how well you can translate?
Wait, Levi.
Okay.
How long does talk of animals last?
I think it's like just for a conversation. Or
I think yeah, it is just a conversation.
Dang it!
Wait, what am I rolling for?
How well you can translate?
Yeah, but like what?
I guess investigation.
Investigation.
Yeah.
So 18 total.
Okay, yeah. You like you get it word for word. You're like, okay, right, yeah, understandable. Mm-hmm. So would you like to disclose that with the rest of the party or no?
In brief words,
just don't tell us.
What did he tell you?
Nothing. I didn't understand.
You didn't understand?
No. I'll like do very briefly. Like, yeah, the spider was telling the truth. That's it.
Oh, okay. So they are just spiders. Okay.
Mm. Noted.
Not as scary when you can just talk to them, honestly.
So
still kind of freaking.
What should we do now? We don't
stomping time.
No!
No, okay. We're not killing them.
Okay.
Jeez.
So
what's wrong with you?
I'm just joking. So there's an Agrophilia guy, Druid.
What's our goal at the moment? Because we've fallen off the
You're just trying to figure out what the fuck you are. What's okay. going on?
That's good.
Well, we're in Havel.
Is there a town nearby, Mr. Local Man?
I don't think you're local, because we've said that you just...
You drive a van around.
Did I walk through a town to get
you've
to
where just
I threw
thrown
my
your
van.
Cart there.
But did I have to walk through a town to get to where I threw my cart to?
No.
Okay, I don't know then. There's no town in the specific direction from which I came.
Right.
What direction is that?
Just a question.
That way.
Have we met Zoe yet?
No, you've not met Zoe yet.
Okay.
What,
is Zoe going to fall from the sky like a falling star?
Let's go down the road.
Oh. Yeah.
Whatever direction like, he hasn't been down.
Why a meteor, honestly?
And just see if we can find anywhere.
Yes, go follow the road.
You're homeless now.
So wait, so you're going down the road into the cave?
tag along with us.
Wait, the rogue into the cave?
Yeah.
Wait, if the rogue comes out the cave, doesn't it go somewhere? Or
no, it's just like, there's like, this rogue looks randomly start the old remains of like a camp, an encampment. Like, you can see a ring of stones where like a fire pit was.
Oh wait, have we started moving?
Do we have to go through the cave? Was there anything, did Timmy see anything other than spiders in the cave? Or
oh yeah, was there like a dead end?
Maybe the spiders want to speak to us because we're actual people.
There was like, some like weird gems at the back. They're like bluey, purpley.
Hey, did Timmy notice those?
Bend over, yes. It's a good
did
thief.
Did Timmy tell Alex about those?
Yes.
Rowan
is fully aware of them. I don't know whether the rest of them
I
are.
I turn to the group and I say,
okay, so only Rowan knows about the weird glowy gems.
Oh god. I don't know. Do I?
I know. This character is like literally
Rowan,
so
I'm a stealthy person. You should tell me I can get them. There's value in money.
Right, let's go.
I have plus four to
stealth.
We all
enter
the
cave.
Yes.
No.
Why would we go into the cave? Because it's a cave.
Because there's nowhere else the DM has
given. Special
caves don't go anywhere.
But you don't know.
Yeah, Sam, listen. Sam, there are gems in the cave, but none of us know about the gems except for Rowan.
That's what I'm saying.
So none of us would go in the cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know there's big spiders in the cave.
Okay.
Yes, we
like,
do.
If you'd like me
we
to see the surroundings again from where you landed.
Okay.
To the south is what looks to be a desert. To the east is more forest, to the west is more field, and to the north is, like, more forest but less dense.
Which way does the rogue go? And not, does it go through the cave?
It does go through the cave.
Yeah, but
in
the
other direction.
It just stops off at, like, an encampment, like, in the field, where there's, like, a ring of stones.
So that's probably where the
a collapsed tent.
So that's probably where the druid guy was staying,
then. And a corpse.
Wait, what?
Oh, like a skeleton, like a really old one.
Ooh, want to look at the skeleton.
Let's go and investigate, yeah. I say we go.
Do we need to roll for investigation?
Yeah, if you want.
So we arrive at the camp. Investigation.
I personally
time.
Doubt that these spiders are vicious, because if they were, they already would have swarmed us.
Yeah, we've clarified that.
Also, Will just wouldn't even be alive. Will would have already been
You got
swarmed.
17. What did you get?
I honestly 14. Doubt these spiders are vicious, because...
8.
I mean, one, it just...
Okay.
They're just not.
Connor, have you rolled investigation?
Oh, I didn't go to investigate the skeleton.
Oh, so you're just staying with the spiders.
You stay with the spiders. You're just watching them go
by. I'll probably, like, follow... I'll probably, like...
Arachnids know they're Arachnids.
No, I'll probably follow the group, but I'm not going to, like, investigate the skeleton.
You
actually, fucking
at it with your foot.
I will investigate, but not the skeleton. I'm going to investigate the tent because I want to try and see if there's anything interesting.
Should we do the skeleton first, and then we?
No, I'm investigating the tent. Screw you.
Levi, I can describe. Oh,
are
you
trying to stop him from getting possible loot?
I roll.
No, I just think we should focus on one thing first.
Yeah, too bad. I'm rolling the. I'm investigating.
Okay, we'll
the...
do Connor in a second, depending on how well this roll is.
I rolled an 18.
Okay, so with the skeleton, you can see like plate armor. They appear to be of like at least a royal guard, probably a fairly old one, because like it looks to be a really old set of armor, like it's rusted in places, and like the emblems on it have like all gone. They've all like shredded away, like the paint isn't there. It's not as like noticeable now. It's got an empty coin sack where like adventurers have clearly already robbed this corpse. It's got a few daggers on the floor, and it's got a sword that's just embedded directly into where the fire would have been.
I go and lift up the sword a bit as if it's like Hercules stone shit.
Hercules.
I don't know the story.
The sword
and... Who is it?
Hercules.
King Arthur.
I do a King Arthur and I pull it out.
Okay, can you roll a strength check,
the sword
I'm not a strong
no
person.
No one else had...
Nat 20.
Okay,
no.
You barely managed to pull it out.
Ooh, baby.
You already have a sword.
Yeah, but it's just investigate. I don't actually need it.
Okay.
I have a flame sword. I don't need that.
Too bad no one here has detect magic.
You start hearing a noise in your left ear.
Oh, God.
It sounds like a dot dash. So, like... Du, 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 du.
So, Morse code?
Yeah, it sounds like Morse.
Morse in fantasy times? Cringe.
Yeah.
It was very possible. It's very possible, considering the D&D world's
idea. Would you like to do anything, Al?
I I say, guys, I'm hearing a ding in my ear. Guys, I'm hearing. I'm, wait, does it stop or does it? Does it ever stop or is it just?
It just keeps going.
Oh, that's gonna get annoying. I'm hearing this stupid fucking SOS ringing in my ears. Make it stop! I begin rolling around on the floor.
Have you tried dropping the sword?
Wait, am I still holding it?
Yes.
Oh, there I go.
Okay, it immediately stops.
Okay. Guys, I think all of you should...
But what you notice is the sword rotates back upwards and immediately reinvents itself into the ground.
No. No!
I don't want to.
None of us want to.
I attempt to get it out one more time. Actually, when I had it, was there any like engravings in it, or was it just a regular sword?
Sort of if you want, you can enroll investigation for that.
Investigation. What do I have? 18.
Okay. You can see that on the blade, it's got like engravings that appear to be old symbols. What languages can you read?
So those are probably magical runes.
Elvish character.
Oh, you can. Okay, you can read it.
Yes.
You can read out. It's abyssal, and it says Arctic.
Arctic?
No, Arctic. You Arctic. Fucking dingus.
So, get your brain out of the
like
gutter.
Like Antarctica.
Okay,
dumbass.
So like, does Arctic refer to snow in D&D times, or like icy shit, or is it
just cold?
Just cold. Okay. Well, I attempt to pick
like
it out
Arctic
again.
Region.
I attempt to pick that again. Strength. I got a 7. That's,
okay.
I fail.
Your hands, you know what freezer burn is? Where like it's really cold
yeah.
and it like, feels
ouch.
Like it's burning?
Do I take damage?
Your hands get a slight bit of that. You don't take any actual damage, but it just like, it feels like a painful sensation.
Okay. Levi. Well, I get my flames.
So I just had a question. It's completely unrelated to this, but so I combined two guns to make a cold gun. I don't remember. When you combine two guns, is the effect granted by the upgraded one random or not?
It is not random.
No, because we used magic, right? And I used chill touch on it.
Oh, right, okay.
I cast firebolt to, like, show some fire with it. Firebolt on the sword.
Okay, roll to hit, please.
I can just go right next. Not
I'm pretty
around,
sure you
just...
don't... Okay, Levi.
Okay, sure.
I'm just saying...
We'll
just, how does it react with fire?
Roll damage, please.
You... At the very least, you would have advantage on that because the sword is prone.
True. You got a 9? Okay. Yes. Roll acrobatics.
Oh, no!
Well, I'm a ninja.
Actually, no. Let's change that. I'm going to do the roll instead myself. Your armor class is 16. Okay. Take 9 damage, please.
Does it bounce off?
Yes.
Ah, fuck.
The sword, like, ricochets it. It sends out a bolt of, like, frost magic and just pings the ball back at you.
So it's a magical ice sword that gives you Morse code.
Yeah.
Do any of us know Morse code?
IRL or...?
Well, it's not actually Morse, I'll say that.
I like to imagine everyone's just watching me do that.
It's
like,
just,
in a line, so
it's
I just
did incomprehensible
stuff.
To you.
Oh, I'll try.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to roll?
Can someone roll for me?
No.
Investigation.
Levi.
Nice.
I just had a thought. I wonder what would happen if Damien were to just calmly point his gun and shoot the sword. But
shoot
then I realize that he would probably get shot in the head. By a bullet.
What to say?
Wait. It was only magic that got shot back.
Sure. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Magic. He used
Connor,
a magic thing.
Connor, this is, I'm not supposed to tell you this. Don't. You will get shot.
Okay.
Okay, well,
get?
I rolled a 3.
Okay, it wasn't like, I'm just confused because it wasn't a fire thing that got shot
what
back.
What languages do you know?
Ice thing, something
I don't
like,
know.
Does it not say anything?
No language.
You are
I'm a tiefling.
So you know common abyssal, I believe?
Yeah.
And infernal.
Okay.
Yeah, you know common abyssal and infernal, don't you?
Sure.
Okay.
I will catch the magma turtle.
Does the drunken cleric wish to play with the sword?
Okay, primordial.
Like that?
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely translate it. You can like, understand it, because, like, it's in primordial.
Okay.
And you can decipher that it's saying, those who trust themselves are not worthy. Those who trust in others are not worthy. There is no one who is worthy.
Wait, is that what the beeping was saying?
I don't trust others.
Do you trust yourself?
I don't know.
Do you want to try and roll to pick it up?
You might
sure.
not, you might be worthy.
Roll with
sure.
advantage, please.
Okay.
Plus his strength mod, I think.
Well, I have no strength, okay, so. Five.
Okay, what's your other roll? Let's see.
Eight. Well, then!
What's your
you
strength
are so close
modifier?
To a nat 20.
Zero.
Okay. Yeah. It slips out the ground slightly, but you lose your grip and it sinks back in a bit.
Can I try again?
I am being
sure.
crushed.
Just keep trying.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be here all day. It's been 15
sofa.
Minutes.
Well, yeah, you are going to be here all day.
Yeah.
Do you remember what I said I'd let you do with a dice roll for your birthday?
What?
Use
okay,
birthday
I said
roll.
You're only allowed this once. You're allowed one free nat 20 because it is your
save
birthday.
Save this for when we're about to die, please.
Yeah,
yes!
Don't do it
I'm
now.
Saving.
I'm
saving.
If I said we weren't going to do much combat.
It's
yeah, but
much doesn't mean none.
Six
unless
and
we decide to
nine,
fight
I
spiders,
think.
69.
I don't think
nice.
We're going to, you know...
No, okay, at this point I'm giving up.
What was the riddle of it again?
Those who trust themselves... Those who trust others are not worthy. Those who only trust in themselves are not worthy. No one is worthy.
Oh, fucking worthy.
Wait,
they?
Hang on. What if wait, Levi.
I'm worthy of absolutely nothing. Right,
Levi, wait. Those who trust in others are not worthy, and those who only trust in themselves.
So what if you trust
yeah.
others but not
no
yourself?
No one is worthy, so I'm just going to fucking go.
So what if you...
No, you can't trust others.
So what if you
15,
trust others and
plus?
Yourself?
Strength.
So Levi, what if you
okay.
trust yourself and you trust other
you,
people?
You manage to pull it out.
Pull out.
To which you hear the same thing as what Ben heard.
Oh.
You're like, ah, oh god, no. Just immediately drop it again.
Okay. Right, let's get some.
Right,
else.
It's back in the ground.
Yeah, okay, just gonna leave.
Let's
we'll come back to the sword. What's in it? What did Connor get from the tent?
Oh yeah, Connor. So Damien looks through the tent. He finds where the coin pouch was emptied. He finds about 30 gold pieces on the ground.
What the
fuck? Wow. Are you gonna share
give,
the payment?
You gonna
no,
tell us about it?
Give me the no. You can have the magic sword. Give me your pencil.
We can't take it.
You can if you want. You
I
just
have
pencil.
To deal with it. Suck it. I'm rich.
We all have like 12 gold.
Wait, don't we? Wait, how much gold do we have? Also, I need a rubber.
Currently, we had 12 and a half.
You have rubber.
Rubber? Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Hey, Con.
Oh, wait, so we had 12 and a half.
Yeah, 12 and
so
a half.
So I now have 42.
Yeah, we said 12 and 6 silver pieces. We said there was 12 silver pieces and a gold piece. We were wrong. There's 10. But it's fine.
So how much gold do we have?
12 and a half.
Well, no.
12.5.
You paid me.
Okay, well, now I have 42.
Okay. Well, okay. Continuing, what else was visible from
no,
where we were?
From in the encampment,
you?
That's all there is. There's also
piece?
The currently
the
unlooted corpse. You could probably steal its armor if you really wanted to.
I don't. I'm in rogue. Who wants armor? Who wants value money?
It's like
I feel.
Heavy
wait, are you saying
heavy.
That out of character?
Oh,
you're
okay.
Are you saying that out of character?
I say in character.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
so you
right
say
right
that in character.
13.
Levi.
Raise it to 16.
Levi. Levi.
Yep.
When Ewan says, "Does anyone want the armor?" I'm going to say quietly to him, "I feel like that guy could use it."
Who?
Who'd you point to?
Will. Because his character is naked.
Idea.
He's a cleric.
Do you want to give Will your old armor?
Yeah, you must go, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're now wearing a. You're now wearing a scaly suit.
Now that makes sense to your armor class.
Why did I have 16 armor class already? Despite wearing nothing.
Yeah! Your cock is a massive shield.
He's a beast. His cock is the armor.
The
no,
chode.
The best dick fence.
I'm giving you a hug.
Oh my god.
Is it good?
The best offense is a sexual offense.
No!
Levi! You're going to get this podcast taken down, and the FBI is going to be coming for you.
Sex offender
oh, no,
shuffle.
It's going to be taken down.
What a shame.
Awful.
What a tragedy.
All of our listeners.
So
yeah.
If the only other thing
if
in the school
they, if
is
they,
the
if,
cave.
If they didn't stop
let's
listening before,
the
they
will
let,
not.
Let's all go to the cave. There's nothing else.
No!
If the road what? Goes in there and goes anywhere else, there's obviously that's obviously the only way.
I don't care.
Sam, we already know what's in the... As far as all of our characters know, the only thing in the cave is two giant spiders and a bunch of baby spiders that are leaving.
That's as far as we
That's
know.
That's all we know.
But Alex's character knows that there's also...
Alex's character knows there's stuff in there, but, like, they haven't told anyone else.
Exactly. That's
the
why
road
we
goes into, yeah, the road, yeah. road goes from the camp.
So why would the rest of us go into the cave if
because
we don't think there's anything interesting?
Because the road goes from the camp to the cave. To the
I don't
cave.
Think
so what, we, as far as we know, there's nothing interesting in there. We
then
might as well
just really
go
like
off, like...
May as well go check.
But our options are woods, field, or desert. Might as well go into the cave.
No, because there's not. We don't think there's anything in the cave.
I turn to Damien with middle fingers and I walk backwards into the cave.
You're an idiot! I tell you, you're an idiot.
Okay, wait, I'm giving you a temporary +3 to all charisma actions.
Hey,
I wait until he gets completely submerged in darkness. I wait and then I cast the light cantrip to follow him, so he can actually see where he's going.
I have dark vision. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right, I'll keep that.
I just launched myself head first into the cave.
Straight on.
Yeah.
You jump and then just maintain a perfect plank as you are through the air.
Right, let's go.
Levi. Okay. I'm not going to go into the cave because I don't think there's anything interesting in there.
I think
it's a dead end.
You can wait outside.
Yes, and while I wait outside, I'm going to find a pebble and throw it at the sword.
Okay, roll to hit, please.
He spends, like, the entire time we're in the cave trying to
hit
the sword.
In case you do hit, I'm gonna...
I've had my encounters on Pokemon. A 2. And I'm gonna roll this one then.
You get advantage as it is still.
What are you kidding me?
1 and a 2.
So a total I rolled a 6.
You missed.
Okay.
And you just you have a nodding feeling that the sword is laughing at you.
Right.
Alright, well now I'm going to do it again.
Okay, roll to hit.
Okay. Wait, no. Can I try one last time?
Frick, that was not a roll, but whatever, 13.
Okay,
and
roll again.
16. Unnatural 20.
You hit. 7. Okay, what's your armor class?
My armor class is 12.
Okay.
Wait, no, wrong one. My armor class is 14.
The rock ricochets back at you and you dodge out the way, but you are clearly panicked.
Okay, can I try one last
you
time?
You do the Homer Simpson squeal.
No,
can I try
I'm
one
not.
Last
yes.
Time?
No, Levi.
Yes, you can try one last time to pull out the sword.
Levi.
Yeah,
I like,
nice.
Okay, no, this as my character, as if my character, I think I like to say how he doesn't panic. But he understands, okay, so it just ricochets stuff back.
Yeah.
But he also takes a step.
But he also
just takes a single step back just in case Alex angers it by trying to pick it up.
11.
He's not panicked. He's learned something. But what he's learned is that he shouldn't with this fucking sword.
So meanwhile, me and Ulfgar. We were the duel.
Yeah,
we're
so
he's not even taking part yet.
Yeah.
We can work on Keith, but the two of us, me, Ben and Ulfgar, we're like
striding with
yeah.
purpose into this cave.
So
Donna dudes.
Walking alongside
can I
a massive
perception check, see what the fuck I can see down this cave.
Sure.
I cast my light down there, what can I see? Okay, I don't think I can see anything, that's a 5.
Okay.
Have you casted light already?
That's 8, yes.
Okay, you've got advantage also.
Okay. 6. Okay, no.
yeah, it just looks like a cave to you.
The cave is moving, swirling. It's like spinning. I'm not
you looked directly at your light spell and immediately got blinded by it for a couple of seconds. Now your retinas are burning and you're
just
like, ah.
I feel your way down the cave, you're gonna touch the spiders.
I say, Ulfgar, pass me your flagon, the one that keeps refilling. The magic item you have.
I
take it. I chug down a thing, I say, let's boogie.
Oh my god.
that +3 or +2. you
okay.
become alcoholic.
Continue
okay.
onwards.
We continue onwards, and do we see anything, DM?
Right.
I'm just, like, twirling my warhammer.
So you see the big spider.
Inside the cave.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you must be the ones that they're waiting to talk. You must be the ones. You, blue guy. They're
yeah.
here.
Who are we talking to?
The what? Big spider notices all of you.
There's only two of us.
Yes.
Okay.
He speaks English.
Well, common. Yeah.
Well, common, yeah.
Common.
So
common tongue for the common peasants.
He goes, you three, names, go.
Ulfgar.
Captain Sparkles and...
Oh, this is Captain Sparkles.
And I'm Ben.
Keith.
Oh, it's you lot. Oh, Okay, I need to go get the other guy quickly.
Wait, as you say that, I turn around, I didn't realise Keith was there. I was like, whoa, what the fuck? As I know that this is Magnum Dong.
Me and I are just having a session here with our flagman, just standing there watching.
Having a session?
Flagman?
A session.
The end of
it. A D&D session.
Sure.
They're playing cards.
Mm-hmm. Against humanity.
They are playing strip poker, to be fair, but no, they're still playing cards.
The cards that I have, that I got last
time. Alex, we were doing, the ending of it. The ending of it.
Oh my god. Okay, don't even get me started on it.
No, do not talk about it. Stop.
Anyway, so...
Don't get me started.
The spider calls
don't
for a blue guy.
What? I haven't seen you.
Is the blue guy you in your sand hoodie? But what is
no.
it? Okay, who's the blue guy?
I'm not is translucent it? And a spider.
A certain thing.
Alex?
What's going to say?
A certain thing.
I'm
game.
Translucent.
Alex?
Oh my god.
Oh yes, I see right through you.
Yeah.
Boy, guys.
What?
What?
Come on. No. Oh, Alex is the only one who suffers. You've made
no.
us suffer enough.
The game!
Shush!
Oh,
fuck you.
Why?
To see you suffer.
It's the third time you said
Alex
that.
Alex has made the DM rage quit.
No, leave my
brain in for
fine. Fuck it.
English fucking bullshit!
Don't go out and stand in the rain, or some strange workman will come ask you for a Rizla.
Yes.
Good.
Continuing, they called for someone. No. And me and Keith
not
Levi.
Not
workman. Levi, just asking. What? I don't exactly remember how it was that Alex got the deck of many things last time.
You were given it as a reward.
It was a reward for killing the wyvern.
Was it a reward or a reward to the group?
Yeah.
Yes, but you got given the whole deck.
I think when we're back, we should draw a card because we're out of things to do.
Yeah. I'm just saying, while they're in the cave, Damien is gonna be like, while they're in the cave, Damien is gonna ask to like have a look at the deck. Okay. Damien is going to ask Rowan if they can have a look at the deck.
No.
Why?
Because it's mine.
But I just want to have a look at. And also,
Alex,
it was a reward for the group.
Can you do an Arcana check on the deck, please?
Okay.
Ba ba ba. Guardimals.
I get the nat 20 now.
Okay.
It's not your birthday.
Alex can tell. So Rowan can tell. There is like a lot of magical energy from this and is like, you will die, no.
What are you talking about? If it was that dangerous, they wouldn't have given it to us as a reward, would
Connor,
they?
Connor, do an Arcana check, please.
Oh, sure. God.
Great. It's in character.
Arcana.
Yeah,
boy. Arcana.
So,
Arcana.
Hey.
It's so, in character, though. Right. Okay, but describe what Damien can tell.
Damien can't tell shit, he just goes...
It's just the deck of playing cards, what are you talking about?
So, while the
he just sees
us...
that the box looks nice.
Yeah, it just looks like a deck of playing cards. So, I mean, come on, if it was dangerous, they wouldn't have given it to us. So anyway.
I am surrounded by idiots.
Wait, three
what
of us
are
you
surprised?
Talking about? Three of us are gone.
We're friends with Ulfgar.
It's literally a deck of playing...
Three of us are waiting for someone for like
be?
A spider thing to arrive.
I just want to look
and
at
the three of you.
Those characters count, they're not here yet.
Rowan, come on, I just
spider
want to look
thing,
at one of the cards.
Thing. What's the fucking spider thing?
Okay, so the big spider's like, oh, right, you lot, can you just wait here? I gotta go get
okay.
the other guy. Agrophilia sent him.
I turned to Ulfgar like,
he's
gotta
test
cool.
you lot.
No.
Could you, could, wait, why is there only three of you?
The others are probably about.
Tall enough.
Yeah.
Are they not even questioning what the who the spider thinks they are?
Okay. Back to the people outside the cave. Connor, can you do a perception check, please?
I was going to roll persuasion, but okay.
No.
Frick, what is my perception?
I will persuade you not to persuade me.
You have to persuade me just not to...
You do have advantage
he
for this
sees
as well.
A tsunami
what?
Of semen
where
coming
is my
in
perception?
Their way.
No. Oh, it's plus two. Okay,
five. You've got advantage.
Oh.
You get to roll again.
Thank God. Thank Elder. Are you kidding me?
He rolled three twice.
That wasn't even an actual roll.
You just dropped the dice. Roll again.
Thank you. Okay.
Can you actually roll it this time?
Eight. I got a 10 total.
Okay, yeah. You notice it. You can hear screaming coming from above you.
What the fuck?
And it's rapidly approaching.
Damien looks
is
up
it...
You look up and you see a tiefling falling from the sky.
Oh my god, it is!
Zoe, can you roll acrobatics, please?
Okay, Richard. Wait, before she rolls,
I would like to say something that can hopefully, maybe, possibly give them advantage. I yell up to them, land on the rubble!
Okay, can you roll deception for that, please?
Well, no, it's not deception. Landing on the rubble genuinely helps. As shown by earlier.
The wooden... Shark.
You mean the shattered wood?
Yeah.
Okay, actually, yeah, good logic. Never mind.
Okay.
What, you mean the thing that's now broken, so what... can't stop any force?
Yeah, actually, good point. I did not think of that.
Okay, never mind, so then. Roll acrobatics, please.
What is
it? This is a damn
six.
If I actually had to roll, that wouldn't have been a deception.
Can you roll 1d8 damage, please?
No!
Okay.
No.
Which is the 8 one?
Imagine they get
that's
one.
The like diamondy looking one. Mm.
This one?
This one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Guys, it's raining. Raining men.
Just put it on the table.
Okay, I'll go again.
It's raining women.
Hallelujah.
8. It takes 8 damage.
So Zoe, you've taken 8 damage.
Okay. Oh, no. Crossed up your thing.
Yeah, where's the... Well,
there's a pencil. Connor, where's the rubber?
I don't know. You should.
Here it is.
I've got 2 pencils already. I don't need another.
You
need another.
Anyway,
Alex,
you were sitting on a pencil.
Nice. While this is happening, the big spider on you. Why are there only 3 of you? Where's the rest?
Oh, there's people by the outside.
They aren't calling.
Can you go get them? We kind of need them. Agrophilia will be annoyed if not all of you are involved. Because he needs to test you all.
Ben, just get back and get him.
I've already been tested.
I'll leave you and this big dong. Who cares?
Hello.
I make my way back up to everyone to see a fucking tiefling. Just like
I've multiplied.
I say, what the fuck is that?
It fell from the sky.
Yeah, that's what my mum always tells me, but it wasn't true, was it?
Yeah, this time it was.
Sorry, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I guess I should probably introduce myself. I've just fallen from a great height. I'm...
Where did you fall from?
There's a point. Get up.
Zoe fell from a high place.
I just fell from a nearby tree.
Okay, to be fair, that is what happened.
Wait, what?
I was just in a tree.
Vietnamese, they're in the trees.
Okay, wait. That must have been a really high tree, though, if we heard them
just
coming.
Just put in brackets, also Vietnamese.
Wait, Levi, that must have been some, like, world tree or something, if it was high enough for us to hear them coming and look up before they arrive.
Yes, of course, we're in Norse mythology with the wild tree.
No, you're in a redwood forest.
Wait, so was it like a super high tree or was it a regular tree?
You know what a redwood forest looks like?
The biggest
think
trees.
The tiger biome.
Oh, okay, so they would... Oh, okay, yeah, I guess.
Oh, wow,
so you're
in one of those.
Okay.
I say, what's your name, tiefling? Scum.
Wow.
Excuse me?
Rude.
Jeez,
even I wouldn't call them that. Wait, no,
I mean,
that doesn't make any sense in character.
Did.
That's implying you're racist.
What's your name?
Yeah, I just realised, my character's not racist.
In the first episode, when everything, like, with the purple shit, you were really, like, wary of me.
Okay, what,
you
just,
were really suspicious.
What's your name?
Okay, yeah, just
what's
like,
your
record,
name, man?
I'm being put under the same
pressure.
Pronounce your name and we'll end the episode.
No,
please.
I've never seen Hamilton.
No.
Pronounce your name.
No.
Pronounce your name.
Kareem.
Just say it.
I'm not saying it now.
Okay.
I don't have a name.
I'll call you asshole.
Your character's a girl, right? Okay.
People
excuse me, madam. Sorry for my friend. He's feeling a bit like an idiot today. He's been very rude to multiple people. What is your name?
Oh, thank you, kind sir. My name.
Never mind. Just kidding.
My name is Lyra Antares, and I'm.
Wow, that's so cool. Anyway, we passed the 1 hour mark like 10 minutes ago. So with that, we'll end the D&D episode
here.
On a cliffhanger.
On a cliffhanger.
Literally nothing.
We just keep going.
We just sort of shuffled around the front of a cave. And then I fell out of the tree.
We did lore. We've done lore. Also, I made 30 gold. So,
so we'll end, we'll be back in like 2 seconds. It doesn't really matter too much for us. It's just the listeners may have to wait another week or so.
No, no, we'll release them all on the same day if we can.
Okay, we'll try that then.
Alright, goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye, one listener. Thanks for
this. This was episode 6 with Hip and Cool.
No!
Yes!